AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's been calm in Cleveland this morning, a day after a judge cleared a white police officer of manslaughter charges in the killings of a black man and woman. There were arrests overnight. We don't know exactly how many, as angry protesters took to the streets. Our Andrew Welsh Huggins was out covering the protest last night.
Most of the activity has been on the east and west sides of downtown Cleveland. The neighborhoods seem calm, but there's a number of arrests have been made in essentially sort of night spot dining areas. There were some arrests made on the east side of downtown at a very trendy strip.
Officer Michael Brillo is still suspended without pay, facing administrative charges, but no longer facing criminal charges in the killings of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. The Blanco River is rising in central Texas, flooding some areas. The entire town of Wimberley is being urged to evacuate. And in neighboring Oklahoma, Weather Service meteorologist John Hart says
several brief but potentially dangerous tornadoes occurred across parts of central Oklahoma. I believe we've had about a half dozen reports of brief touchdowns in that area. Some of them produced some damage of homes and businesses and trees and so forth.
The flooding was so bad in one part of Oklahoma City that the cars in a shopping mall parking lot were underwater. They were partying in Dublin, Ireland into the wee hours this morning after yesterday's landslide vote to legalize gay marriage. 62% voted yes, making Ireland the first nation in the world to legalize same-sex marriage in a national referendum. Saudi Arabia confirms that suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque there that killed 21 was carried out by an Islamic State militant. This is AP Radio News. Just about time for the Indy 500. Correspondent Tom Akins is in Indianapolis.
Scott Dixon will lead the field of 33 cars from the pole position in today's 99th running of the Indianapolis 500. Five former winners are on the grid, including three-time champ Elio Castroneves. Two rookies and two women will be among those who take the green flag. A rash of accidents in practice earlier in the month caused concern for drivers and officials, but speeds in Friday's final practice proved the cars are ready. A purse likely above $2.5 million and a lifetime of prestige await the winner. Tom Akins, Indianapolis.
The Chicago Blackhawks have tied the NHL's Western Conference Finals at two games apiece by skating past Anaheim 5-4. The obituary for a 72-year-old Massachusetts woman who died on Monday reads, "Brady is innocent." Her family says she wanted to render her final judgment on Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and Deflategate. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.